Hello, guys and gals. My name's Isander.
And I'm Coda.
And thank you for tuning into this episode. Today, we're going to be covering the orcs.
The orcs.
And there's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
As with everything Warhammer, honestly, you're just going to hear that at the beginning of all these videos. So let's just jump into it. There's a lot.
Just the usual.
Yeah, for all of them. And mm-hmm. whenever I'm researching these, obviously, even though they're not my favorite faction, I will mm-hmm. always try my best to like get into that headspace, mm-hmm. which usually leads to them becoming one of my favorite factions.
Yeah, but the orcs were already up there for you, weren't they?
They kind of weren't, and then I read more, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're going to hear that. This is going to stay consistent every episode we do.
Ugh.
Okay, so we're going to pick a weird place to start. We're not going to start in the beginning, we're going to start in the middle, but stick with me through it. It makes more sense this way.
Start in the middle?
Yeah.
What is this, Star Wars?
Honestly, kind of, right? So we're going to start in the middle of the orc story, which is one of their least flattering periods. This is when they're absolutely bodied by Horus and Biggie.
Mm.
I mean, massive L.
Yeah.
Right. So during the Great Crusade, you know, we covered this in our last episode, which you should watch on the Primarchs. Mm. We lightly touched on this. The Emperor united all his sons together, right?
Yes.
For just war, basically, to reconquer the universe.
Yeah.
And bumping into them, they bumped into the orcs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they proved to be a real menace. Like, so much so that they had the Emperor's full undivided attention.
As orcs usually are in any piece of media.
And Horus's attention, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it was just everybody needed to be on this.
Basically, everybody was good at this,
right?
It was
an all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. You're soon going to find out they're really strong.
Mm-hmm.
But those two together, it's a lot. That's like the dream team.
Yeah.
That's like Katie and Kyrie. That's just, mm-hmm. You can't beat that, mm-hmm. right? To make a long story short, they were reduced to numbers so small that they were considered a broken force made of vermin
yeah.
by the Imperium. Mm-hmm. That's a quote. That's what they thought, right?
Really, yeah.
And that's the biggest problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
You never underestimate orcs.
Mm-hmm.
You never underestimate orcs because they're really horrifying when you come to grips with what they are. But at the time, they just saw them like fantasy orcs. Like, yeah, it's these guys.
Yeah, just like, oh, these guys. It's a generic, big, bad number 147.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like, well, they're nothing now.
We don't need to worry about the orcs anymore.
They're like basically extinct, right?
Orcs?
Yeah, but these orcs in 40K have weird hazards about them, right? Mm. Which make them very different from like your normal orcs, right? Mm-hmm. Hazard number one, they're vegan.
They're vegan.
Yeah, it's kind of like those Beyond Meats you see on shelves. They're plant-based.
Yeah,
right?
I'm a pescatarian. I do, in fact, eat those plant-based meats.
Orcs are the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
They're like part mushroom, so like orcs don't like get groovy.
Wouldn't that be cannibalism?
We'll get to that.
Most plant-based meats are mushrooms.
Yeah, no, they're part mushroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like orcs, to make an orc, they don't get groovy. They just kind of die and release spores everywhere.
Mm.
And
fungus.
Yeah, and those fungus slowly become like full-fledged orcs underground.
Mm-hmm.
As with most fungus, if you feed it dead bodies, it will grow faster. Orcs leave a ton of dead bodies in their wake,
and so they have this perfect environment for regrowth.
Yeah, but that's just moderately annoying, right? But
mm-hmm.
because they're plant-based, they have like weird, like, I'm not gonna say they have empty space in their bodies, but they can make do with a lot of not many vital organs.
Mm.
Right? Like, you can hack out a lot of an orc and you'll keep going, right? Like,
yeah.
You've heads have been cut off and they've just been stitched onto new bodies.
It's like the Krogan from Mass Effect, but the opposite way around, because the Krogan have too many organs, so mm-hmm. if you remove one, not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The orcs are more like, they don't have a lot going on, so if you remove something, I mean, you took out an SD card.
Yeah, like, good for you. Right?
Yeah.
So you can just like rip the head off one, stitch it on another, and there's a good chance it'll just wake back up. Like, it's so weird, right? And again,
pranks with the boys, head transplant.
Honestly, right? And then again, because they're orcs, they leave a ton of bodies everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and that causes them to make more.
Yeah.
So it's just
it's like a perfect endless cycle breeding ground for mm-hmm. fungus
so
orcs.
So you kill them, and then bam, like in a few minutes, well, not minutes, but like eventually, if you slaughter enough orcs, right,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a new warband out of nowhere, and you're like,
Where'd you come from?
Yeah, like it's really hard to get rid of orcs once they're infested on a planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just one of the hazards.
Anybody who's dealt with a black mold infection in their house, you know what fungus does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the second hazard. They're weirdly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever enough
orcs usually are in any piece of media.
These ones are different. Whenever enough orcs get close together,
mm-hmm.
the funkiest stuff happens. Right?
What do you mean by funky stuff?
The best I could describe
it. Or is it fungi stuff?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, the best way I could describe it is basically every orc in 40K has deeply read and internalized the secret.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if you know what that book is, but basically it posits if you believe hard enough, and like really, really, really believe hard enough, the universe will like bend to your will, basically.
You've told me about this, yeah.
Right. So orcs like read that book and they're like, this is fact. Right? This is how it works. Right?
They said mansplain, manipulate, manifest.
Orcs are the biggest manifestors.
They're the biggest manifestors.
I don't know how well the secret works for us, but I know it works really well for them.
Do you think the orcs have a crystal collection?
It's possible.
It's possible?
It's possible, though I don't. Actually, we'll get to this later. They do have big rocks they like. Yes. We'll get to that later.
This just in, the orcs are astrology girls.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. So I'm not sure how well the secret works for us, but I know for the orcs it's very effective. Like, for example, if you were to take an orc and, like, let him loose in a Walmart, he'd, like, beeline it for the toy aisle, staple, like, 3 Nerf guns together, and then fire very real bullets out of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I mean, like, every barrel's working as it should. Mm-hmm. Like a gun, and you're like...
Where did you get this? You just strapped 3 Nerf guns together.
Mm-hmm, right? Every group that manages, like every faction across the board that manages to grab orc tech is just left scratching their heads.
And they're just like, right? how does this work?
Orc tanks have been captured with...
I've seen, because I've gone to a game store before and I've seen a model for their jet planes. There's no engine.
How? Why would you need an engine?
They just believe it flies.
There's wings. That's what you need. There's wings and a propeller. Well, that's how planes work, right? Yeah, actually, my favorite thing about that unit is it has a move called the flying headbutt. And the canon reason that happens is because the orc genuinely tries to headbutt, but he forgets he's in a plane. And so he just like kamikazes into something. And I'm not sure if this is canon, but if it survives, it'll just attach wheels to what remains of the plane in the car now.
That's so stupid. I love that.
Because the wings are off, there's wheels now.
Yeah, there's wheels.
This is how cars work.
You put 4 wheels on a box, it's a car.
Yeah, right? So orc tanks have been grabbed with engines just seized. Mm-hmm. There's no fuel anywhere, and it was just running fine a few minutes ago, right? And they have like a genuine deep-held belief that like every fight makes you a little bit, like, you know, like you get bigger for every fight, right? Mm-hmm. And the biggest orc is the one that's been in the most fights, so you should always listen to him, right?
Mm-hmm. The sword logic from Destiny. Sorry to reference other pieces of media, but like, I mean...
I don't... Destiny, man.
I have other pieces of media in my head. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to go like, oh, this is this.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Although, I'll be honest, the way Destiny is set up, I like... the game. I love the aesthetics.
I love the lore. I hate the game.
But man, is it a grind.
It is. Like I said, I love the lore of Destiny. I hate the game. Mm. Read the books of sorrow and then drop the game.
Right. But it's just, it's painful. But anyway, right. So the biggest one is the one you listen to, right? So like instinctually, if there's a bigger orc, they will always listen to them. This kind of makes it easy for them to regiment unless there's two orcs that are the same size, then it's a problem.
Yeah, it's just like the battle to the death to figure out who's who.
But like if an orc were to like walk into a kindergarten and like punt a 5-year-old, he'd get like an inch taller. Like visibly. Like you just walk in, bah! And just... Because it's a fight. It was a good fight. It doesn't have to be a hard one. It just has to be a good fight.
This is a... Now we need to ask the question, can an orc beat 5 5-year-olds?
It's like that one question. Wow, what is it? Like the sun or 10 million lions?
Mm-hmm.
Which is stupid. An orc or 5,000 5-year-olds? I need to see that made. But yeah. And that's unsettling enough with just a few orcs. Mm-hmm. The funkiest stuff begins happening when you have like a bunch of them together, right? Like there's some things they believe in across the board, right? Like they don't need to be grouped together. They just all believe in a couple of things.
Yeah.
Like for example, they have like a color theory.
A color theory?
Color theory.
Like the color wheel, like tertiary, analog.
I wish they put that much thought into it. So an orc will paint a car red.
An orc will paint a car red.
Because it's the fastest color. They'll put red racing stripes on a car, and it will genuinely go faster.
Okay, I can't fault them for that, because to be fair, humans do that.
I can't. right?
And humans do that. Have you ever seen somebody with a clapped out Acura and they put red racing stripes on it?
It's like 5 horsepower.
Yeah, it's like 5 extra horsepower.
Every sticker is 5 extra horsepower. Everyone knows this, right? So they paint their cars red because it's the fastest color, right? Mm-hmm. They paint their machines and themselves blue because that's the luckiest color.
Blue is the luckiest color?
Blue is the luckiest color.
Not green?
Nope. No. Green is the best color because orcs come naturally green. It's the best color.
It's the best color.
It's literally the best color, right? They paint anything they want to explode bigger yellow, because yellow makes explosions bigger, and it's also the color that's associated with wealth for them, so it makes things worth more, because yellow is the color of their teeth.
Every orc has a grill installed at age 5. That's my new headcanon.
Dear Lord. Or they got like Post Malone's fangs.
Yeah, they have the gold grill fangs going on.
No.
Yeah.
Post Malone's like diamond fangs going on.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And then my favorite is the stealth units are all purple. Because have you ever seen a purple orc? Have you ever seen a purple orc?
No, I've never seen a
purple orc. Sneakiest color, right? Sneakiest. And black and white makes things tougher. And this one's actually interesting because it comes from, this one was in one of the newer books, right? Mm-hmm. It comes from the one time they bumped into Horus and he spanked them. He thrashed them because he's the War Master. Mm-hmm. This is his thing.
Yeah,
right?
This is his thing.
Yeah, so not he only did he crush them, but he went back with fire to make sure there were no spores and like plowed salt into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a brutal beating.
Yeah.
Right? And so they were like, okay, it was the black and red. I mean, it was the black and white that did it. Nothing else he did mattered. It was that black and white paint. It was
the black and white paint.
If you copy that, will be tougher.
And they believed they'll be tougher.
And it genuinely makes them tankier. It's the most infuriating thing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and so it's just, it's orcs are so much fun,
mm-hmm.
right? As I'm sure you can tell. And my favorite little theory for them, right, is they're more in tune with the universe
mm-hmm.
than any other race. Like in like a weird horseshoe, like a bell curve kind of thing. No, a horseshoe, where it's like, they're so stupid, it like wraps back around and they're like more in tune than anybody else.
And really?
All that sounds stupid to you, but I raise you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is every fast unit in Warhammer red? Not just the orcs. The White Scars have red stripes.
They have red
the
stripes.
Tau's fastest units are red.
Oh, Jesus.
How else do Ultramarines get away with what they get away with if blue wasn't the luckiest color?
Well, I guess I'm converting to orcism then. I'm going to paint myself blue.
I love the orcs so much. Mm-hmm. They're just so much fun levity. Right, but it's not all levity, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have these wide-ranging beliefs, and there's quite a few of them, right? But like I said, the funkiest stuff happens when you like group them together. You get like a bunch of them in an area code, mm-hmm. right? And that leads us to the biggest hazard of them all, right? Like the thing that makes them the most dangerous. But before we get there, if you haven't already, please take a second to like and sub. We're currently on the mission to monetization, right?
The monetization mission.
Exactly. And you guys have absolutely blown us out of the water with how much support you've shown. In fact, if you can help your boys hit 10K by summer.
Pretty sweet.
Or winter for you upside down Australian boys. We love our topsy-turvy fans, right?
We love our topsy-turvy.
Amazing things are going to happen. You're going to be seeing way more content than ever, and it's going to be wide-reaching and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe not. Like, we will broach out a lot, right? So the goal is 10,000 by the summer. I think we can hit that.
Yeah.
I think we can. It's lofty, but I wouldn't think we'd be this far this soon. So I got faith in us.
Oh, yeah. You guys have already helped us, like, shatter our goals that we had for just a month.
Yeah.
It's insane the support you guys have given us.
So just keep up the good work. You know, like, comment, subscribe. Again, we mentioned this in, like, the little housekeeping short, but I want to mention this again. Thank you for everyone in there who's asking questions who's new.
Mm-hmm.
And then thank you also to the people who are deep in here, like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just there answering the questions and helping out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I read them all, but I can't respond to them all per se, right?
Yeah.
And it's been so cool to see you guys just come out and like somebody will ask about a faction that I didn't even cover and you just bam, there's mm-hmm. an answer.
There's an answer right there.
And it's just, it's so cool. There's never anybody like ragging on each other. Mm-hmm. It's always just like super duper helpful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's been so awesome.
It's really been cool to see the community crop up around the videos. Like mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. it's really, mm-hmm. really cool.
And obviously like with the other one, there's not going to be like a firm poll, but like put down in the comments what factions you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I do read through them and that does dictate where we go next, mm-hmm. right? So if there's any faction you want to cover that we haven't covered yet or you'd like us to do deeper, like for example, I know a lot of you Corvus boys wanted a deeper dive. that's coming. Mm-hmm. Same with Magnus, same with Dorn. I've been hearing a lot about the Lamenters. That's all coming soon, mm-hmm. right? So if you want something seen, the best way to do it is just leave it in the comments. I do read them all.
Oh, yeah. Right? We both, like, I don't respond as much because I...
Because he hates you.
No, it's not because I hate you. It's because I don't, it's because I don't have... the YouTube account won't let us have like both on the same time. So mm-hmm. like I'm lurking as an unknown profile around there, mm-hmm. reading all the comments. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always watching
Big Brother. Jesus. Yeah. So just keep it up. Again, I think we can hit 10K by the summer or the winter. Mm-hmm. You upside down boys. And yeah, let's get back to it with the biggest hazard of the orcs.
Well, hold on. One more sidetrack.
Okay.
When you said the topsy-turvy, I don't know if our topsy-turvy fans have this. I think this might be exclusively an American thing. Mm. But there is a weird invention that came out like 15 years ago called the topsy-turvy. Have you seen this thing? It's a tomato garden. It's a tomato garden that grows the plant upside down and hangs from a patio ceiling.
Why?
Why not? Because America is weird.
So you're telling me for the low, low price of $9.99, I could step outside and potentially be hit like with a tomato?
$19.99.
Oh, Jesus, what a waste of money. Just for upside down tomatoes? Yeah. You could accomplish that with, well, actually, it'd be fairly difficult. But like still, it's just a little bit of hard.
The topsy-turvy.
That's such a stupid thing. It's a stupid thing. But yeah, let's get
this
back
to... This is a call to action. Topsy-turvy, please sponsor us.
I'll take topsy-turvy money if I get it. We're at that point. But let's get back to it with the biggest hazard of the orcs, mm-hmm. which is that they operate kind of like unstable matter, right?
How do you mean?
Because you need to really carefully and constantly watch them and mm-hmm. what they're doing. Because if they're left unchecked, they can unleash these things called Waaghs, right?
Waaghs.
Spelled W-A-A-A-G-H. With a silent G like yours truly.
Oh.
What you need for you need a couple things for a Waagh, right? You need a ton of orcs concentrated in an area mm-hmm. and one orc that's bigger than the rest of them.
Yes.
Then all you need is to get this one big one really excited for a fight. This can be caused by like a vision, petty vengeance, right? Like somebody wronged him or something. Mm-hmm. Or just accidentally like playing the gym music playlist and just getting way too amped up, right? Like the cause doesn't matter. What comes next does.
Somebody plays the stupid Sigma male grind set music and he's just...
Yeah, it's possible. If you play like the Sigma male edits, like God knows what you could cause, right? But this excitement begins a reaction, like where they just start like fighting hard,
mm-hmm.
even by orc standards.
Yeah,
which is a lot, mm-hmm. right? They build these towering mechs that like shake battlefields in the visage of their gods, which we'll get to later, right? And they become even more reckless,
mm-hmm.
again by orc standards.
By orc standards,
they didn't care
more
much.
Reckless by yeah. orc standards.
Yeah, and all of this happening while they're growing faster than normal. And remember those spores we mentioned earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Now instead of waiting until death, they're just passively putting them out.
Oh,
yeah. This causes more to appear that then get excited, fight hard, releasing the same spores, and if you don't catch this reaction fast enough,
it's
entire systems
just get literally overrun. They're like a nuclear reactor.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Some of the biggest Waaghs have caused almost like literally,
mm-hmm.
not like the oh god, what are they called? Not chapters now, but no, there were legions, right? Mm-hmm. Then chapters. I always get this mixed up. Somebody's gonna correct me in the comments, right? The Legion is the big boy one commanded by the Primarch
mm-hmm.
after the Horus Heresy.
Yes, and split the chapters are like the splits, the yeah. sub, yeah. the sub legions.
They wanted to divide it because no one should have the power of a legion all in one, right?
Mm-hmm.
During some of the biggest ones, entire like chapters have almost gone extinct.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's something that it's that like to give you a sense of scale, the Horus Heresy got close, mm-hmm. but it didn't massacre. Almost entire chapters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if all that wasn't bad enough,
mm-hmm.
if all
there's
that...
more?
Oh, yeah.
If all but that, wait, there's more!
All this, like, all this like hype, basically, right?
Yeah.
Causes insanity to get a very firm grip on reality. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to explain it, right?
Oh, like we start hitting the gravity falls, everything starts turning upside down.
Oh, it gets weird.
Physics starts breaking down.
Everything's hitting a fever pitch, right? Mm-hmm. Like all this weird energy, and there's all this weird energy floating around, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all usually directed by the big orc who started it all. So he just gets bigger. Like he becomes an absolute monolith.
Yeah.
Like the biggest one was 10 meters tall, which is huge.
Yeah.
Right? And since everyone believes he's the biggest and the baddest, he's only getting bigger, right?
So he's just progressively expanding.
Yes, and the larger he gets, the more orcs he can call, and the more...
And then the more orcs get to, like, spored off. Yeah. And then, oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on top of all that, right?
Okay.
It gets, like I said, this
we keep having the Billy Mays.
But wait, there's more.
Just wait, there's more.
Yeah, no, it keeps getting worse. There are these things called space hulks, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, if you travel in the warp, things can go really, really wrong.
Yes.
Your ship can be like rubbled and then like no clipped into a bunch of other ships.
Fun.
Right? So there are these massive like hulks of like just tons of ships, basically clipped into each other, sometimes mm-hmm. rammed into each other forcibly, that are just like floating masses filled with demons.
Fun. Right?
Orcs will find these and go, that's a ship. And despite the fact that it has no functioning thrusters and is full of demons, mm-hmm. they'll make it fly through space.
Fun.
And the whole time they're fighting demons and they're like, oh, this is a plus. A ship that comes with a free brawl? Let's go!
Oh, Jesus.
So the whole time...
On top of having the flood ships, mm-hmm. like from Halo, just wandering around, you now have them getting excited and probably causing a wah from inside.
It's maintaining it. Like, they're just getting hyped as they travel.
Jesus.
It's like a brawl happening in an Uber.
Jesus.
It's like a full-blown brawl happening in an Uber. Yeah. So your average Uber, yes.
Your average
Uber. No, that's Lyft. Give Uber some class. That's Lyft. That's Lyft territory. I'm joking, obviously. Actually, that reminds me of that one like video of, God, Uber drivers have it so rough.
That one?
No, I've seen so many videos of like Uber drivers getting like, throttled from behind, like lifted out of their cars.
I've seen entire YouTube channels that are just dedicated to that.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, they're not reposting each other's content. It's all new.
Yeah, no, Uber drivers, they have my respect. All the people who do that gig work, it's hard work.
It is really hard.
Yeah. So Uber drivers full of brawls, just like raging at planets. I know, right? And then, like, this is gonna be the last time I say this. Mm-hmm. So if all that wasn't absurd enough,
are we gonna have another but wait, there's more moment?
But wait, there's more, because like the biggest one ever recorded mm-hmm. was able to accomplish war moons where it's basically this massive hollow moon
that's no moon
basically that can travel faster than light. They have no concept of physics. They have no concept of mathematics.
So you're telling me that in the universe of Warhammer 40K, there's just random moons flying around the galaxy at faster than light speed because a bunch of mushrooms inside the moon believe that it goes faster than light.
Yeah. Yeah. And like these moons like have like massive
Jesus Christ.
And like it just has massive like fields of gravity like waving off of it, so it'll appear.
Of course, gravity waves, yeah.
I don't mean like the normal like, cause, I mean normally it will appear not close enough to your planet and mm-hmm. things will get bad.
Yeah. Because
there's now a moon.
There's a way new too moon close, in your orbit.
Not just that. They have whips of gravity they can send out.
Yeah, gravity waves.
Yeah. No. It's not like weird fluctuations of the moon. This is their, like, wow.
No, I'm not talking about tidal. I'm talking about gravity waves. Like, something move and it just, like, has an entire, like, tide that, like, emanates from it as it moves.
It's not like a tide. It's like a whip of gravity.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a line passing through space. It just crushes everything that comes near it. Yeah, it's not normal physics. No, so it's just massive waves of gravity wafting off this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on top of all that, of course, because they're orcs, it has the war boss's face on it, because how else will we know who's running the show?
We gotta know.
Duh.
What, do they carve it into the face of the moon?
Well, it's a hollowed planet, basically. Mm. Right? So it's got that massive face on it, and just so many orcs pouring out of it.
It's like
so many orcs pouring out of it. It's like
the weird hand moon from Oddworld, except it's just an orc's face.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like an unrelenting tide of orcs.
Sonic
just,
Adventure 2, but yeah. instead of Eggman going, I'm gonna piss on the moon. it's an orc.
Basically. And all this, of course this all happened, right? Mm-hmm. And because Games Workshop treated the Imperium like they're the main characters for a while, they mm-hmm. beat it, right? Mm-hmm. And when they went to like figure out how the heck did they manage this, again, it's all scrap metal.
Yeah.
So there's no shouldn't engines, have.
No nothing, no.
Problem. And they found like portal that they were basically able to use to like punch through subspace with like Wagate scribbled on it.
Wagate.
They were powering this just by sheer hype. It was all powered by sheer hype.
Imagine what you can power with just sheer hype and nothing else.
Literally. It's they read the secret and they believe it.
They just had a dream and mm-hmm. a gun.
Mm-hmm. Literally. And it will never cease to crack me up that the thing that's closest to Death Stars came from the dumbest race in the universe. Ugh. The dumbest
race. That's even farther than a Death Star, because mm-hmm. at least a Death Star doesn't travel it faster than light. Mm-hmm. It's pretty stuck.
Oh, no, yeah. Those ones just... They just... way too close, by the way. Again, mm-hmm. like they're orcs. There's a chance we'll just slam into the planet, honestly. Because... Yeah.
They'll just create more orcs. Yep. They don't need to care.
Those are their big rocks that they care so much about. Yeah.
orcs are so stupid. I love it.
Exactly. And so all that put together mm-hmm. Meant that while the Imperium was busy dealing with that whole like family feud, right? Yeah.
The orcs were just off in the corner, just getting hyped for a new battle.
Unsupervised. Leading to the biggest war ever.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. They call it like the War of the Beast, and it was led by... The Beast. They're very creative with their naming. I think he was the biggest, orc, right? It's a whole thing.
What do you mean, orc?
Well, because at this point, both you and the listeners at home have probably figured, this feels like they were made for this, mm-hmm. right? This feels almost deliberate.
Yeah.
Right? And you'd be right. The orcs were not always orcs. Mm-hmm. They were once orcs with a KR in front of them. Crorks. Mm-hmm. And that's just because Games Workshop likes being able to copyright anything and everything they can, so...
They copyrighted Crork.
Of course they did. But, mm-hmm. right, these like previous orcs, right, were way bigger, mm-hmm. right, and smart.
That sounds... So with all of the benefits of before...
Everything I just said,
but they're now not intelligent, idiots.
Intelligent regimenting. Yeah. And they were created with one purpose, which is to pound the Necrons into dust, which goes to show you how powerful the Necrons were. Mm-hmm. And then to give you even a further sense of scale of how big they were, right? Mm-hmm. They weren't the only thing created to pound the Necrons into the dust. Mm-hmm. So were the Tau. They took different approaches. Like the orcs went through like sheer strength and weirdness, and mm-hmm. the Tau were like technologically advanced and like speed. Mm. Right, so two different approaches to grind those robots into dust.
Yeah,
right. So that's what they used to be like. Mm-hmm. Right. We're going to skip that. We'll explain that more when we get to the Necrons, because honestly, that makes the most sense mm-hmm. to cover the War in Heaven, is what they call it.
Hard. That's an event in Stellaris.
Hard name. Of course it is. A lot of sci-fi is all inspired by itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we'll cover more on them when we cover the Necrons eventually, who are really close to winning the poll, honestly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for the purposes of this...
I was hoping for them.
Oh, don't worry. You'll get them.
I like robots.
You'll get them.
But I saw robots with, again... I cannot stress this enough. As ugly as it is, I love the black and neon green stupid Xbox aesthetic.
The Razer Xbox aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. I love that so much. So when I saw there are robots that have that same aesthetic,
you're like, oh yeah.
I'm like, let's do this one.
Oh yeah, let's do this one.
I want this one.
Yeah. And we will. But yeah, before there were orcs, there were crooks. And there were these much mm-hmm. bigger, much more powerful things. They had power armor.
Are there up crooks, down crooks? Strange quarks?
Oh, God. That took me way too long to get.
Charm quarks?
You dork.
Top and bottom quarks?
What?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's the sixth type of quarks.
Oh, God, and I get it. Oh, Jesus. cut. I'm done.
No, you're not.
Okay. But yes. So there used to be cloud and power armor more advanced than anything Space Marines have right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a very good thing for the universe. They don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But it also goes to show how like ridiculous things used to be. Like they were created to pound the Necrons into dust and they didn't win. They didn't lose, but they didn't win. Which goes to show, yeah, again, right?
I assume that is what made them what they are now, which is less intelligent, less regimented.
Kind of. But the way it works is when the Imperium ignored them, right? To, again, deal with the whole family feud, right?
Yeah.
This
family feud.
This one orc called the
Beast.
This one orc called the Beast was able to like unite a bunch of clans together and just build that energy for 1,000 years unchecked. Oh, yeah. It was awful. Right? And it was like they built up so much energy. Not only this is when they reached those war moons that everyone was talking about and they decimated a chapter. Mm-hmm. The poor Imperial Fists. I love them so much, but they keep being reduced by like 90%.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
That's Rogel Dorns, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So he had the task of defending the Imperium from the Horus Heresy. I assume he got like his shit rocked because he's the first line of defense there.
No, he's the last line of defense.
He's the last line? Because
think about it. Think about it. Terra is like where the Emperor sits. There's so many things you got to do before you get there.
Yeah.
So he was a Praetorian of Terra, but like it took. He was the last line, basically.
Point being, he still got shit rocked.
Well, not him. Well, again, we'll do a video on Dorne, and we'll cover all the times he has and has not gotten shit rocked, right? But yeah, so that's when they decimated entire chapters.
Jesus,
right? Or just a singular chapter. They had these war moons going, and the weirdest thing about this one is it had been going for so long uncontained, they were almost evolving back into what they were. Like they sent.
They were re-becoming Krorks.
They sent an orc down, and usually orcs speak in this Crockney, this horrible Cockney accent.
I've heard it.
Everybody and their mother can't resist to doing an impression of it. And I will. I'm trying hard, but I will. Right? I'm going to make it through this episode without once going Cockney, right? But, yes, in the grim darkness.
Just said, like, hulking chimney sweeps.
Exactly. Proving just how grim dark this universe truly is, there are Brits running unchecked. Right?
A fate worse than death.
And I say that as a, yeah. So they speak in this really, really, really bad version of Cockney English. Not great. They say wah. They call humans humies. They aren't known for long soliloquies full of poetry and negotiating, right?
It'd be cool to see that, though.
Right? The Tau actually tried. The Tau are super duper. Like, they always try diplomacy first.
That'd be cool in any other universe.
It doesn't work in Warhammer.
But not in Warhammer.
They put in so much effort. They learned, like, the weird orc way of talking. Mm-hmm. They, like, genuinely came to them with orc teeth. Don't ask them how they got them. Don't ask them how they got them. Don't ask them how they got them. And, like, they bartered with guns for them. Like, they tried everything. Mm-hmm. And these orcs looked at them and said, oh, this is cool. Now kill them.
Get him.
Yeah, now get him.
Get him.
Like, it's, and immediately this one poor Tau who, like, immersed himself in orc culture, which is really hard, by the way, right? Got bodied and came back, and the Tau Council decided they're the one race, well, one of them, the one race where you never try to negotiate.
Yeah.
You just glass them.
They're just like, no.
Yeah.
No.
But during the War of the Beast, they sent an orc down to Earth, and he was able to, like, make a compelling case. Like, they were negotiating. Now, granted, it's not like they were out there saying, here are the treatise and the terms of your surrender. No, they were like, the beast has you by the guts. Give up, and they stay inside you. Don't, and he rips them out. Your choice.
Ugh.
Which, again, it's not like Shakespeare, but for an orc. It gets the point across.
Orc diplomacy.
Yeah.
Diplomacy.
And to be fair, the beast did have them by the guts.
And he was going to rip them out.
What are you going to do? Like, it was really, really bad. But the thing I love about this, and again, this is another chapter I'm going to cover because you guys asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to. The Salamanders.
Yeah.
The War of the Beast really lets Vulcan shine.
Yeah.
He is not the main character of it, but, like, his personality is just, it's just there.
Yeah.
For example, the orcs are sieging this planet. And the Inquisition's just like, for the love of Christ, just leave it, we'll glass it, go deal with the beast, please, you're all we have, please. And Vulcan refused until everyone on that planet was safe. Mm. He would not leave until that planet was secured.
You know, Vulcan being an absolute, just like Giga Chad.
He's there for the people. He's there for the people. He was holding the line. The only reason he left is because War Planet appeared. War Planet appeared. And he's smart enough to do some math and go,
that needs to get taken care of.
Yeah, right. And so he did do his best to try and stop it. And he did actually manage to stop the War of the Beast, right? And in doing so, if you want to read the War of the Beast, this is a spoiler, right? He discovered that the Beast was not one orc, but six orcs.
So this was a Shakespeare situation.
Six prime orcs.
Prime orcs? Prime orcs.
Fighting a Primarch. I love Warhammer. It's so stupid.
Primarchs.
Yeah, so there were six of them, and they're all really big. It's not really clear if they were like a Megazord type situation, where it's like all into one bigger one.
One big Primarch. Or there were
six equally large ones. What matters is these six were able to like group them, and then like group them into like they grouped them into six groups, and then grouped them into one larger group. That's what matters, right? Mm-hmm. And they functioned as one war boss.
Jesus.
Yeah. So Vulcan eventually stopped it, effectively channeling his inner All Might to get it done.
Yeah. Right?
Like he did some weird stuff, but that's why we don't have Vulcan today. Which, God, the poor salamanders. They think he dies, he comes back, then they think he dies again. Now they're trying to refind him. Like it's, they never catch a break.
No.
They never catch a break.
They can't have this poor nice guy.
But this was able to be stopped, but to this day the legacy still remains. Like the six Primarchs, when they like died, right? I'm not sure if all of them died. I need to double check. Mm-hmm. But when the War of the Beast ended, they did stay in those six clans, right? So it did kind of stick around for that regiment. That regimenting did stick around.
Yeah,
but to this day we've never seen them get that smart again.
No,
which. Thank God. Like, literally, there's entire teams dedicated to just watching worlds with orcs on them.
And make sure that six don't come together and fuse their collective single brain cell.
Well, no, it's just to prevent wars in general. Because, like, the Beast one is really bad, but, like, a general one's still really bad.
Yeah.
Like it's just unending.
It's just a population control kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Just like, how are they doing today?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, basically. It's like a reactor control technician.
Yeah.
You're just making sure this doesn't run away.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if it does start running away...
It runs away hard.
No, you just have to glass a planet.
Oh, well,
like, it's either that or you very slowly and carefully kill them all and then double back with fire and then, like, plow. Like, you have to be really...
They literally are the Flood from Halo, but with a Cockney accent.
Yeah, they're just large Brits unchecked. Yeah.
If we have any voice actors in the community right now...
Oh, everyone has.
I would love to hear the Gravemind speech to the Arbiter and the Master Chief in the Orc's Cockney accent.
Jesus. Yeah. And so that's the thing. All those together lead to like Oa, which is like the most dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if for some reason none of that sunk in, basically it's like a pub brawl mixed with a Holy Crusade. It's basically how you boil Oa down.
So a pub brawl.
Yes, basically just a moving pub brawl, right? They really are British.
Really?
Yeah, but that's one of the more notable ones.
Mm-hmm.
In the current timeline, there is a war boss who's like managing not quite the same feat, because this time people are watching him very closely, but he's getting a big one. He's getting a big one together.
Yeah.
Right? It's... Like I said, it's not quite the Beast levels yet, but there's a good chance his name is Gaz, right? He has a whole long name, which I'm going to say later, but like for now, we'll just call him Gaz.
Gaz.
For simplicity's sake, again, we're trying to make this as beginner-friendly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's Gaz, and he's getting together quite the wah. Mm-hmm. His whole claim to fame is he's got visions from their gods, Gork and Mork.
Gork and Mork?
Mm-hmm. Which we didn't cover their gods. Gork and Mork are very, very fun. Mm-hmm. They're two very large orcs who have been duking it out since the beginning of time.
Yes.
Gork is brutal but cunning.
Yes.
And Mork is cunning but brutal. And they can never see eye to eye on this. They are always fighting and the orcs are like split on who's right.
One is brutal but cunning.
And the other is cunning but brutal. So the way it's described is one will punch you out, and if he can't, then he'll stab you in the back. Mm-hmm. And the other will first stab you in the back, and if he can't, then he'll punch you out.
Okay.
And he claims to be the prophet of both. He's seen vision from them both, and he's leading a holy crusade.
So he's stabbing them in the back and punching them out at the same time.
That's, yeah, Gaz is just going in. He's called, like, again, it's a really big deal. Like, when they, when this happens, those massive mechs they build are called, like, mm-hmm. Gorkonauts and Morkonauts. They're built to look like Gork and Morkon. They're, like, huge. And, like, effectively.
They have a Voltron moment. Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole thing right now. But, you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Mm-hmm. They do have drawbacks. Firstly, the most obvious, they're so stupid.
Yeah.
They're so dumb.
As established.
They're so, like, a couple of times, orcs have been beaten by other people getting on their comms and talking smack. And then they just turn on each other. Because they don't care. They just want a good fight.
They just
want a good fight. Yeah. Yeah, so
that's hilarious.
That blinding stupidity is one of their biggest cons. But again, we've seen if it goes long enough unchecked, they can get that reined in.
Yeah, they get the whole wah thing going on, and then this is a bigger problem.
Yeah, yeah. And another big con of theirs is their weird magic is not just for orcs. Mm. It's not normal, like, psychic magic like everyone else uses. It's an orc-specific thing. It's a very orc-specific thing. Like, their gods are real. Gork and Mork are real in the warp fighting. One is brutally cunning, one is cunning but brutal, and they can never agree. It's real.
Did they manifest their own chaos gods?
I don't remember if it's a chicken or an egg situation. But yeah, exactly. So they're very real. And this weird stuff they have going on does have tangible effects.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, did they figure out what's already happening, or did they cause what's happening right now? Mm. Like, was Red always fast in 40k, or did they cause Red to be fast? Mm-hmm. Either way, if you're around them, and, like, let's say you're a Blood Angel, you'll suddenly be moving twice as fast. And it's going to be jarring at first, and then you'll be like, oh, hold on, I'm kind of
mad. Hold on, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, if you're an Ultramarine, you'll just, like...
Things
are going to be going great for you.
How have the Blood Angels not figured that out, then? And they have, like, a single, like, spore, like, mounted in their chest?
Well, because... Again, it's like a group thing. One's not enough. Like, the more there are, the stronger it is.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, the Ultramarines around them, you're, like, tripping and win the lottery. Like, you're just that lucky. You're just that lucky, dude. Like, you will fire and a bullet will go through an orc, bounce off, and kill 10 more.
That's hilarious.
Like, it's your day, right?
Yeah.
If you're wearing black, your armor's gonna be far more effective for some reason.
Just why not?
And so it's a really double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, it makes them do the impossible, but it can also make your enemy do the impossible. How the Imperium has held them back for so long, right?
Mm-hmm.
It also has led to some of the funniest characters.
Yeah.
Like Sebastian Yarrick.
Who's
not an orc, but you gotta cover him if you're talking about orcs.
Okay.
Sebastian Yarrick is a guy who I was able to grind Gaz's wah to a halt as a person.
As just a guy.
And he did this by just being brutal.
Was he a space marine?
No, or was just he just a person.
He's just a guy.
But he commands like an orc. He's so brutal. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He will throw wave after wave. Like, guardsmen don't care.
Yeah.
Yarrick doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
He's able to, like, he was able to, he didn't win. Because it's a whole wah.
It's a wah.
But he held it
for quite a while.
Hive City Hades is what it was called for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, until Space Marines got there, he was able to. And so all the orcs believe him to be, like, one of the best humans.
Yeah.
He's one of the best at fighting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, he lost his arm in combat. He, like, picked up an orc one in theory. Like one of their orc, like, weird mech arms. It shouldn't work.
Yeah.
And it works for him.
Just because they believe he's so good.
All of them believe it.
Yeah.
They thought he had a laser eye, so he got one and it starts working. Yeah. Like, orcs will genuinely, like, walk up to Yarrick and meet him, and they'll be shocked that he's that small.
Yeah.
Because they think everything operates by orc rules. Mm-hmm. If you're that guy, you should be towering over me.
Yeah.
So they'll just look at him slack-jawed, and he'll just kill him. And it'll just contribute to the myth of nobody who's ever seen Yarrick lives.
Yeah.
Like, so it can really, like, cause some weird stuff. It's so much fun. They've gotten him.
Yeah.
They've properly captured him dead to rights, which, again, he's a person.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a space marine. He's like an enhanced person. Like, I wouldn't stand a chance against Yarrick.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, most orcs will body him if they really, you know.
Yeah, because they're terrible. But
they did capture him. Dead to rights. They got him. And then they brought him to Gaz, and Gaz, like, looked at him. Go.
Go.
Like, they had a ship prepared for him and everything, and he's like, whoa, what's going on? And Gaz just says, good enemies are hard to find. Get going. Get going, you little scamp.
That's adorable.
And I'm like, I love orcs and Yarrick.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. Unfortunately, Yarrick's dead as fuck.
Oh.
We're not sure how, and I shouldn't say very dead, because he's not like Horus dead, where it's like, oh, we're for sure.
Oh, his soul is sundered.
It's just... sounds like he died in the most recent books, mm-hmm. and then Angron showed up with a skull that looks like Yarik's a lot, mm-hmm. down to the metal eye. So everyone thinks Angron killed him, mm-hmm. including Gaz. And this is my favorite thing. Gaz has stopped his entire wall and has directed it at Angron now. Oh, because you killed Yarik.
You killed Yarik.
He was if anyone was going to kill Yarik, it was going to be me, goddammit. And so if I can't kill Yarik, I'm going to kill the guy who killed Yarik.
So now he's going to fight the uphill battle against Angron.
It's not as uphill as you think.
Really?
Gaz is, a lot of orcs think Gaz is strong. Mm. He's got space hulks just whying through the universe. I'm not going to say Angron's going to lose, but it's not going to be quick.
It's not going to be fun.
it's not going to be like, mm-hmm. No. Gaz stands a chance.
Ah, fun.
Yeah, right? So currently, thankfully for the Imperium, mm-hmm. the entire war's kind of hit the brakes.
Yeah, because it's focused on Angron, getting rid of him.
Yeah, and part of it is, you know, like, it is genuinely difficult for orcs to find somebody who they're, like, going up against, because mm-hmm. Yarik fights hard.
Yeah.
Right? So there's that respect for him, but also Gaz realizes he's a pretty smart orc. Mm-hmm. Like, this is why he's such a problem. Like, he's not quite...
Well, I mean, he was able to, like... regiment a bunch of orcs together into...
Not as good as a beast, but like he's still
getting there. Mm-hmm. I assume is a difficult task
and
for
so
orcs.
He's fairly smart and tactical. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if it's a gut feeling he realizes this or this is planned, but he knows by keeping Yarik alive and having that thing to constantly fight against, mm-hmm. it's constantly adding to his myth. Mm-hmm. Because there's Yarik. He's the best fighter of them all. He kills any orc except for Gaz. They go even.
Oh.
So the stronger they think Yarik is, the stronger they think Gaz is. Yes.
And the fact that they killed Yarik now.
So part of it is the sentimentality of that's a good, like, you know, it's hard to tell if that's because it's a good, you know, mm-hmm. a good fight or because, like, hey.
Hey, he was boosting my power.
I know. It's really hard to tell. Mm-hmm. I kind of hope Yarik's not dead, I'll be honest, because I really, I love this frenemy situation.
It's hilarious.
Well, because it's like the orc symbol for, like, my nemesis is the same as my best friend. He's just a guy I meet all the time. He's the bro. He's the dude. He rips my head off. I rip his off.
They're just best buds.
Yeah, so I kind of hope he's not dead. But, like, knowing GW, especially since they're claiming Angron did it, he's probably dead.
He's probably dead.
Because if they're going to kill him, they're going to kill him with the main character. And Angron's very much so a main character.
Yeah.
So, bummer, but it's going to be real interesting when those two...
clash.
Yes. When those two meet, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where Gaz is right now. That's kind of the mayhem that orcs have gotten up to.
Fun orc mayhem.
The most impressive thing about Gaz is he's kind of taken on the title of that the Beast had. Mm. Right? Because the Beast had this long title.
He's the Beast too.
No, he's not called the Beast. His full name is...
I know, but I was making a funny joke. He's the Beast. Beast too.
He's too. The Evil Within too. My favorite fourth wall break. But yeah, his full title is like Gazgul Mag Urk Thraka. If you have a hard time remembering that, oh mm-hmm. wow, that mixed me up. If you have a hard time remembering that, mm-hmm. you can just think of him as Gazgul Margaret Thatcher.
Gazgul Margaret.
Now, this isn't true at all, but, like, a lot of people found, like, Mag Urk Thraka, Margaret Thatcher. And if you put a picture of him side by side with the Iron Lady, you can see the resemblance.
Yeah. So, you're saying that when Gaz dies, people are going to start pissing on his grave?
Like, she chose to wage war on school children, he chooses it on the galaxy. Same death.
You know, one of the funniest things I saw recently is a statue of her mm-hmm. got put up in a random township, mm-hmm. and within 3 days,
God,
somebody had taken a suction cup adult toy.
Oh boy,
and gotten it on top of her head.
People hate Margaret Thatcher. People hate Thatcher. It's such a weird thing. I think my favorite fake quote about her is, the problem with pissing on my grave is
that eventually you'll run out of piss.
Eventually you'll run out of piss. Which is so true, though. It's so true. She definitely didn't say that.
I love that. I love that not quote.
Yeah, I love that.
That's one of my favorite not quotes.
I'm pissing on my grave.
Is that eventually you'll run out of piss?
Yes. So that's he's inherited that title from the Beast, mm-hmm. and he's currently waging quite a lot of wah across the universe. There's a lot more named orc characters, right? And we're kind of gonna... I'm torn. Because these are really cool and there's a bunch of fun stories about them. But they're also not necessarily like a full video. So I think I'm just going to like rapid fire through them, right? Just a few of them. And then if you want to see more of them, you can. Just let me know and I'll make a video.
But we'll do like mini episodes.
It's going to be like a greatest hits kind of thing. But like one of my favorite orcs, for example, is because I love how ridiculous they are. Orcs are some of the happiest. They're the happiest faction in 40K.
They just seem like they're just bros.
Like they're not evil per se. They're just doing what they were made to do. And they do it really well. The problem is it's violence on an unknown scale, right? But like the orcs are the only character in 40K to have canonically made it to heaven.
Like
there's an orc who had a vision and led a wah right into the warp. He wound up in Khorne's realm and like was just causing so much chaos. Khorne like took a look at him and was like,
this is gonna be fun.
And so he set up like an eternal coliseum for them, and they're just forever fighting demons.
That's orc heaven.
And everyone in this relationship is happy. The orcs that went there, they're stoked. An eternal brawl,
so much fun.
Khorne stoked. An eternal brawl. The demons stoked. An eternal brawl. Like this is a win. Nobody's unhappy in this
perfect
situation.
Match for each other.
Yeah. So that orc literally led a wall. Right. It wasn't like a big one, but it was a wall still right into the warp. Like it was just.
He just went in there.
And now he's in there eternally fighting, and he's happy to get
everything. He's having a blast.
He's having a ball, right? Yeah. That's the only orc that's like truly anti-chaos. I mean, except for Gaz now, but like that's not chaos; it's Angron, right? There's also the story of an orc who went back in time and killed himself to have a copy of his favorite gun, which caused all kinds of confusion and fizzled out his wah. Well, because he saw himself in the past, and he's like, "That's my favorite gun," and he's a kleptomaniac, so he just shot himself.
And then he just faded.
Well, he didn't fade. It just caused all kinds of confusion. Which one's the real one? And so the wall kind of fizzled.
Oh.
Because the way they work is it's critical mass thing.
Yeah.
Right? It can go overboard and a bunch of orcs' heads explode. Right? Mm-hmm. Or it can like fizzle out because it's like, whoa.
Wait, what are we doing here?
What just happened?
Yeah.
Warbucks just died.
They have the moment of clarity and they're like, wait a minute.
And not fizzling just is enough to break it.
Mm.
It's kind of like a focus thing in a weird, dumb way. Right? Yeah,
give a bunch of orcs some Ritalin, see how much they focus, and they just
orcs on Adderall. Good lord! And orcs also have some of the best stories around them, right? Some are true, some are not. Some are fluff, but it helps. It helps.
Yeah, it's
canon
fun.
Or no, it really does add to them. Like for example,
it's fun.
My favorite one is a bunch of guardsmen are facing a wah, and like 3 hours in, they're like out of ammo. Like they've shelled it, they've done everything, they're out of ammo, they're like, we are boned.
Yeah.
And the company commander like looks up, he's like freaking out, he's like, oh god, it's just green tide is just rushing at them, right? And he just like moment of desperation holds out his gun and mimics the noises that orcs make, because again, I skipped this. Whenever an orc fires a gun, he goes Daka. So like every time they shoot, they just hear Daka, Daka, Daka.
Is that where the phrase more Daka comes from?
Oh yeah. Because you can always have more DACA. So every time an orc is like firing a gun, you'll just hear... Like, it's a bunch of toddlers just yelling that over and over again. It's great. But like in a moment of clear desperation, he looks up and yells, BAM! And like an orc gets a whole punch in its chest and it dies. And then like everyone's looking around like... BAM! And they just start mowing orcs now. Like just like going for a couple more hours. Bang, 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 bang. And they see this group of orcs in perfect, like almost a pseudo formation, like just running at them, like going. And they're like, bang, 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 bang. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
They keep going. Nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. Right. And then like, as they get closer, they can finally make out what they're whispering under their breaths. And it's just, I'm a tank. And it's like, so not true. But that gets their spirit down pat.
They are a tank.
Yeah, that gets their spirit down pat, right? Mm-hmm. Like the looted Leman Russ, where there's this Leman Russ tank just wreaking havoc through the battlefield, right? And like they're finally able to stop it, and like they kill the orcs inside. They get in, and they find like a cardboard box with an engine drawn on it. Like, it's so befuddling. The Mechanicus, who we haven't covered yet, they basically believe that there's a machine spirit in everything. Like, if you pray to your freezer, it'll get a couple degrees colder.
You pray to your toaster, you'll finally get something that's not charred, but also not so pale.
Yeah, you want your food to stay, you go there and you kneel in front of your fridge and you give it some good prayers, incense.
I'll be honest.
And your food will be
free. Sometimes, when Premiere Pro is giving me trouble, I genuinely pray to the Omnissiah, and then answers. It exports.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, their best explanation is they have their own version and it works for them. Yeah, that's their best. That's the best answer they got. It's
they have like, to have their have own their Omnissiah.
They have their own, and he works in ways we cannot understand. Let's just pray to ours.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how they explain away all the orc inconsistencies.
Oh.
They have so many fun stories around them, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you kind of like a happy, but war crimes.
I will be fair to the orcs. Mm-hmm. From what I've heard,
mm-hmm.
they literally are the happiest.
Oh, yeah.
They are the happiest faction.
Well, except for like the Tyranids, who are just like bugs. Like, it's an ant.
Yes, but the Tyranids, from what
I
know...
they're smart, but, like,
they seem more like just the unending hungry tide. They have
a hive queen. They kind of work like bees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I can play a hive mind in Stellaris, and they're not happy.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
They're just doing what they're doing.
And then the tower, like, peaceful, but I wouldn't say they're happy, because they go through a lot.
They're peaceful, but like also I've heard they have gulags.
Yeah, we'll get to all those later. But yeah, the orcs are like the happiest, despite, you know, being in Warhammer and committing war crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
but the war crimes are so fun for them.
I mean, they're the funnest kind of crimes.
They're war crimes.
Yeah, so if that appeals to you, they're a really, really fun faction. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm glossing through a lot. The War of the Beast is a lot, mm-hmm. so you're probably going to see a video on that if you guys want.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to see a video on Gaz, probably, because he's a big enough character.
He's his own, like, mm-hmm. whole dealio.
Yeah, exactly, so you're going to see that. But at the end of the day, the orcs are really, really interesting. Like, they're not, like, very cut and dry. Like, for example, they really respect the Emperor.
Yeah.
Not because he's the Emperor or anything, but because he's the biggest and the strongest
huge.
He's the biggest and the strongest one. It's so straightforward.
He's the biggest Hume.
Yeah, no, that's you didn't make it. You broke. We almost made it. We were so close.
It was so awful though.
Oh god, yeah. So thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Before we head out,
one
thing that I remembered, because the orcs have so many fun stories, mm-hmm. and they'll be covered as we go in depth on, like,
one
things. Number one, orcs are kind of immune to inflation.
Orcs are immune to inflation.
Their currency is teeth.
Their currency is teeth.
There's a finite number of teeth, and they will leave the economy at some point.
Yeah,
because they rot away. Mm-hmm. So you gotta spend them quick.
Yeah,
so they don't feel inflation.
I've heard that was a rule that they enacted.
What do you mean?
To learn more, look up Rule 34.
Oh, orc inflation. Oh, you opportunists. Thank you for listening to me and Coda go for about an hour. We will see you next week Saturday for a video on the faction that wins the comments for this one.
Mm-hmm. Please let it be the Necrons. I want my Xbox robots.
There's a good chance it will be, because those guys came out hard and fast.
I noticed. In fact, I was watching you start tally polls, and I'm like, it's going to be them, it's going to be them, it's going to be them.
And then the orcs came out of nowhere with an RKO.
Came out of nowhere.
Actually, real talk, TikTok carried the orcs.
Y'all waged a war on the comments.
TikTok carried the orcs to victory. Like, it was close on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that poll was close too, and then TikTok just
rammed right through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was ridiculous.
Please let me have.
Yeah. So leave
for
in the comments
next round. Let me have my Xbox robots, please.
Yeah, leave it in the comments what faction you want to see. This time I'll leave it open, and I'll just tally whoever wins the most by Monday
mm-hmm.
night, like midnight.
Yeah,
whatever midnight is for everyone. Right?
Midnight. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
So, yeah, exactly.
Midnight and in undisclosed location. Mm-hmm.
They. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. We'll see you next week for the next one.
Mm-hmm.